USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, who testified in the House impeachment inquiry, is retiring from Foreign Service. Yovanovitch testified in November that she was prematurely removed from her post due to a smear campaign orchestrated by foreign corrupt interests in Ukraine who worked with Trump allies to tarnish her reputation after 33 years in public service. Despite being forced out of her post in Kiev in May 2019, she has remained on the payroll. More than 19 million cases of the flu have been diagnosed in the United States this season, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. After a dip in the first few weeks of 2020, flu activity has once again spiked. Widespread activity is reported in every state except Hawaii. Overall, the CDC estimates the flu has led to 180,000 hospitalizations and 68 children have died. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The president is now being forced to produce evidence in a rape trial. USA's Wendy King has more.
A woman who accuses President Trump of raping her in the 1990s is now asking for a DNA sample from him. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll served notice for the president to submit a sample before March 2nd in Washington for analysis and comparison against unidentified male DNA on the dress Carroll claims she was wearing during the encounter. A lab report shows several other people were tested and eliminated. President Trump was asked about Carroll and the allegations in June.
It's a totally false accusation. I have absolutely no idea who she is.
Carroll filed a defamation lawsuit against the president in November after he denied the allegations.
U.S. tennis star Sofia Kenin captured her first Grand Slam title after a comeback win in the Australian Open final. Kenin now becomes the youngest Australian Open women's singles champion since Maria Sharapova in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Australia's capital region declared a state of emergency as wildfires burn to the south. The declaration is the first state of emergency in the country's capital, Canberra, in over a decade. The Australian Canberra Territory, which includes the capital city, is now facing the worst brush fire threat since the devastating fires of 2003. Four people were killed and more than 500 homes destroyed in a single day. This year's wildfire season has been unprecedented. The fires throughout Australia have claimed 33 lives since September and destroyed more than 3,000 homes and burned 26.2 million acres. West Virginia is moving to become the first state to allow people with disabilities to use technology that would allow them to vote with their smartphones in the 2020 election. Governor Jim Justice, a Republican, plans to sign a bill by early next week that will require all counties to provide some sort of form of online devices for every voter with physical disabilities. West Virginia's Secretary of State, Mac Warner, said that he would most likely provide counties with the smartphone app VOTAS or a similar app, making the choice easy for cash-strapped counties. But cybersecurity experts have been rallying against those apps, saying any kind of online voting unnecessarily increases security risks. Despite expert opposition, a growing number of counties across the U.S. are adopting VOTAS or other forms of smartphone voting. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.